This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome in, everybody. You are listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Al will be with us about halfway through the first hour. He has to step out of the studio for the first two segments. Not a big deal, because the first two segments, we are going to do our kind of Friday market wrap, or a general week market wrap, to see what happened this week. Again, volatility in a lot of the markets, except for gold. We're not going to cover gold right away, but we will touch on that probably in the second segment. For these first two segments, I am joined by a regular daily contributor to our site, Richard, a.k.a. Doc Postma, and Avi Gilbert of the Elliott Wave Trader. Two technical traders here look at the markets from a very technical standpoint, but they use slightly different technicals. So, Avi, I'm going to start off with you, and I want to talk about the conventional markets. Up and down week for the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ, but in general, a down week for all of these. On Friday, they had another big downward move after the jobs number that I didn't think, quite frankly, was all that bad. But that being said, maybe traders are starting to potentially price in some sort of a rate hike or some sort of Fed action here. Avi, let's get your outlook on where you see these conventional markets moving.
Well, I think the last time we spoke was on Tuesday, and I think we were setting up at that time to, and I think I was talking about a rally that we were setting up for, that I was looking for at least the 1956 to 60 region, with the potential to head up to the 75 to 80 region in the futures market. And I think we topped around the 75 region, and we started coming down. Now, when we were talking about that, the setup was such that it could take us directly to the 1700s from here. It is not my primary expectation at this time. I think I would rather see much more up-down chop over the next week or so, week to 2 weeks, before we set up to go down to the 1700s. But if the 1880 level breaks on the futures and the 1885 level breaks on the SPX, that opens the door for us to head straight down to the 1700s.
Now, a move down to the 1700s would be pretty significant, and I think it would scare a lot of people who are in the markets. Doc, your comments on the direction of the conventional markets?
Well, it looks like moving into next week's going to be still difficult. And in fact, as mentioned, next week and possibly the week after, then I think it gets interesting on what happens when the Fed comes out. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do a little rate increase this time, and it doesn't have to be a lot. Now, initially what might happen is you get probably a little sell-off, but then I actually think you might get a relief rally at that point in time, kind of like sell the rumor and buy the fact type of thing. But it definitely, when you look at the S&P, we're in deep trouble. I think we are going to move down next week a little bit, test that intra-week low of last week, it looks like, that we're going to do that. And then I wouldn't be surprised if we get a relief rally after about a week to 10 days. That's not going to mean much, because I really feel if we stabilize then and move up a little bit, that we're at risk, and eventually we move down again after that.
So it sounds like you both are in agreement in the sense of a downward trend for the markets. The big question is just how far, how fast? And I think that is always the most important and toughest question to answer. Avi, you heard about Doc and myself even mention to the potential of a Fed rate hike. Can you give us your quick opinion on that?
To me, it's immaterial. News really does not affect the way I look at the market. It can be a catalyst, and often is a catalyst, but it does not affect the general trend or direction in which the market is set up to move. So before the Fed actually announces, we'll have a pretty good direction as to which way the market's going to react, no matter what they say.
Now, what about volatility, guys? Doc, let's have you come in here. Where do you see volatility moving? Because it is right now still in the high 20s, just under 28. It closed on Friday. Are we going to continue with pretty choppy, volatile markets?
Yes, we will. We might actually, if you follow the VIX, which I do, in fact, I had gone long volatility mid-August just before it took off, and we had that drop in the market. Plus, I was short. I've been short the Chinese market for about a month and a half. And when we had that big spike or drop in the Chinese market and big spike in volatility, you know, I took out my positions because it was so extravagant and the chance of it moving much higher at that time wasn't there. So now we're settling down a little bit with volatility. I think we come down a little bit more from the charts I'm watching. It's going to quiet down a little bit, and it's interesting that volatility has actually dropped. Like today, you did not see that much volatility, even though the market had a drop. So I think you get a little bit more of a release in volatility here going forward, but then watch out. I think it's going to pick up considerably again.
Avi, next week after Labor Day, most traders will be back at their desks, although I feel like a lot did come back early this week and potentially even last week. Your comments on volatility?
I think I'm pretty much in line with Doc. I think we're going to see a lot higher in the VIX. The question is, again, all that setup, is it going to be immediate? And when I say immediate, I mean, are we going to start on that major drop down into the low 1700s next week? We'll know probably within the first day or two of next week. If we break 1880 within the first couple of days, vol is going to just explode. If we're going to hold and go up and continue to make these choppy moves, potentially back up to 1983 and then come back down to 1895 and then get another bigger rally up into OPEX in September, well, you know, that's going to clearly bring volatility down and give people an opportunity to get in before the major explosion, which potentially can take us into October.
Okay, Doc, let's move it over to the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar really has just been trading in a range since, say, mid-April, bouncing around the 98 to, say, about 93 level. We did see the dollar bounce off its 50-week moving average last week. What do you think is going to move with the dollar? Is it going to go up, down, or continue to go sideways?
Well, we had talked months ago after it hit that high, Corey, about how you were going to see the dollar to start to, I used the term equilibrate back then, and people had, you know, kind of chuckled at that, but really consolidate, and it has, and it continues to consolidate over the last 3-4 months. And what I expect to see based on what I'm looking at is a sideways movement, yet in the range of the dollar. And then I think we get out to about October or November, it looks like the dollar's going to have to make a decision. And at this point in time, I'm not willing to bet either way on what direction it takes, but once we get there, I'll be able to, from my technicals, be a little bit more positive on what direction it's going to take. But we're going to stay in this range a little bit while longer in the dollar.
I have to say I feel the same way about the dollar. I don't see any major weakness coming into the dollar. That being said, the strength, there are signs out there for it to be even stronger, but I find that this area is kind of a good little balancing point for us, for everyone to catch their breath after the major move over the last year. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back continuing our weekly market wrap.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our weekly market wrap here with Avi Gilbert and Richard Doc Postma. Avi, we wrapped up last segment talking about the U.S. dollar. What are your comments on the U.S. dollar? Do you see it continuing in this range?
A lot's going to depend on whether or not over the next 2 weeks we hold over specifically the 95.25 level. If we continue to consolidate over the 95.25 level, move back up to the 97 region, pull back correctively and then take out the 97 region strongly, then I'm looking for 101.50 at a minimum, potential to get up as high as 103. If we break down under any of those circumstances below 95.25 and then break 94.96, I'm looking for us to potentially head back down to the 91.92 region, and that will then set up our rally to 101.50 or higher.
All right, let's move on to the oil market. Talking about crude, we have seen quite the move in crude from the tail end of August. Just over a few days, moved about 30% from its low to its intraday high, just over 30% actually. Has since leveled out a little bit here. Avi, I'm going to go back to you. What's your outlook for oil?
You know, we track the USO for most of our people because they like the ease of getting in and out of it rather than having to use the futures. So my ideal perspective is that I'd like to see a drop early next week on the USO, taking us back towards that 14 range, 14 range, and then that will set us up for a rally back up to over the 16 region. But that's just going to be setting us up for the final drop that I'm seeing into the later part of the fall, maybe even early winter. I'm seeing one more low. It could be a double bottom, but potentially a lower low on oil, and that should end this longer-term correction.
So just to update everybody, USO did close just above $15, so it dropped down to the low $14 range, would be about around 6+% move right there. Oil
and
sure has
confirmation
been.
Will be on a move below 1470.
Okay, so you are still looking for a lower or potentially lower low, at least a test of that low that we put back in at the end of August. Doc, your outlook on oil?
Well, Corey, you've heard up my outlook on oil, and everybody got excited with this little bump. And as your listener said, Doc doesn't sound so excited, and I'm not. I think next week we'll have a tendency to move up a little bit more potentially. And you know that I feel that this oil market is going nowhere, and that we will eventually move back down again, and I wouldn't be surprised if we go lower. And I've been saying that for weeks, and I think we do have another move down yet, and I don't know if it'll come as quickly as October, but we're going to see it. Oil is not going to take off here or go to any significant highs at all. The risk is to the downside here now again.
Which kind of plays into the whole deflationary theme for commodities that I and a number of other people have been talking about for some time. I don't see any conditions changing that, which now brings us to gold. We're going to finish up this segment talking about gold. Avi, gold got a little bit of a bounce from beginning of August, moved up, but then has since really done not a whole lot while we've had the volatility in all the other markets. What are you seeing for the future in gold here?
I'm looking for lower lows. We're definitely going to go lower than we saw in July. The question to me really is just how extensive the reaction will be when we break those July lows. Will it be an overreaction that can take gold, you know, nicely below 1,000, or are we just going to hold over 1,000? I think there are too many people that are expecting us to break 1,000 significantly. The sentiment has moved to the boat, to the other side of the boat now. So I'm not 1,000% in the camp right now that we're going to break that 1,000 level. I'm open to it. We're clearly shorting gold. The question really comes into what are we going to do when we approach that 1,000 region? We're not going to know until we see how the pattern moves into it.
So hard to say if we're going to have any sort of a V-shaped recovery or a long sideways almost base building move, huh?
Well, based upon the way silver is set up, I think we're probably going to be looking at a V-shaped recovery.
All right. Doc, your comments. What's going on with gold? I know that you think we're going to continue to trickle down. The technicals that you and I have been looking at are also showing that. So what level do you think we could get to? How long is it going to take to get there?
Yeah, and we've talked months about, and going way back, Corey, you know, I've talked about how this gold move would be a gradual move down over months, and it's done that. And when we had this bump recently, once again, we talked about how we would not see a significant move in gold where it would just be a little move up, which it has. And we're going to continue down, and we're going to see the next bottom in about December. We talked about that, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get down to about 1050, right in that range, possibly even a little bit more toward 1,000. But we're not going to break 1,000 this year. If we break 1,000, it'll be next year.
Now, do you think, Doc, that gold is going to be able to move all on its own, no matter what happens with some of the other commodities or the markets or the U.S. dollar? Or is it going to be closely tied to one of these at least?
I think gold and the commodities have more work on the downside. And I think they're pretty much going to move down together. I don't think there's going to be anything because, once again, I just look at technicals. I don't think it have to be an unusual fundamental to change things here. But my technicals just say we're in for more of the same, and we're going to filter down here. But we're not going to see 1,000 before the end of the year. I can almost guarantee you that based on my technicals. But we're going to keep drifting like that, and we'll probably keep drifting down that way into 2016. And I said over and over again back in 2014, I was mentioning to folks, don't count on a new gold rally or the end of this bear market until well into 2016, and that's toward the end of the year, and I'm still sticking with that, and I think you're going to have to wait that long. So you're going to have continual movement down in the precious metals, especially gold. I think silver is reaching its bottom here pretty soon, and in the commodities, and they have a little bit more work to do, but I think we're getting close. In the first quarter of next year, we're going to get pretty close to the bottom, but it will extend, I think, into July. And I think in the fall of 2016 is when gold might get serious again.
Avi, Doc, always enjoy chatting with you. Glad you guys could take part. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with Brian London.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. We are chatting with an old friend right now down in New Orleans, a Saint fan, but more importantly, an LSU fan. And I got to tell you, I'm with Brian along those lines 100%. Brian London. Brian, we want to talk at the end of this segment a little bit about your upcoming conference, which is happening next month, which Corey is going to be at. But before we do that, you know, we have some very, very turbulent markets right now. You're seeing huge, huge swings in the conventional markets right now. And I would have to say the markets are truly directionless in that sense. I mean, how can you be down, you know, a thousand points or thereabouts on the Dow in a couple of days and then have the rebounds that we're having? It certainly isn't based on fundamentals, Brian.
No, it's driven by emotions. And the, you know, the analysts are really split into two camps. You have some that say, well, this is they're going to ignore the Dow theory sell signal that was generated during all the volatility and consider the decline a retest of the lows after the, you know, the first big rout. And that if the market survives that test, then we're back on track and it was just a correction, et cetera. And then you have, the other people who say, well, there was the Dow theory sell signal delivered and, in fact, the rebound from the lows really went into that box that, you know, Dennis Gartman likes to talk about that represents a retracement of, you know, 50 to 62% of the original, move in the market so that it went out back up and it's tested and it's in the box and that this, it, what it will do is now follow through on the downside. So you have these two competing views, and really it's split down the middle. Like just about everything in the market these days, people are split down the middle. It's 50-50. It's a coin toss either way. And that relates to, you know, it's a coin toss now as to whether the Fed is going to raise interest rates in on the 16th. It was majority, 82% of the market thought that they were going to hike rates in September as of early August. And now it's a coin flip as far as the sentiment in the market about which way they're going to go.
Brian, one more quick comment on the conventional market is you have some pundits out there saying this could be the start of a bear market. Watch out for a big collapse. I personally don't feel that way. And one of the reasons why I don't feel that way is what some of the other pundits are saying is that we haven't had that total kind of bubble euphoria in the markets. We've topped out, moved sideways. We haven't had that huge spike, which usually leads to big and large sustained sell-offs.
Yeah, there has not been broad-based increase in public participation in the equity markets over the last 5 years or so. The public generally has not believed it. It's really been a pros market driven by, quantitative easing and the Federal Reserve creating all this loose money that escalated a financial asset inflation. The only caveat I would say to your point is that margin debt is very high right now, and it has yet to break that uptrend line, that rising uptrend line. And once it does, then that's something you really have to be afraid of. But that's somewhat backward looking as well, because margin debt can go down very quickly in a decline, in a major sell-off.
Now, comparing this margin debt or a potential major sell-off in the conventional markets, do you think that negatively impacts gold? Because historically, gold does get a sell when people are rushing to the doors or when they have margin called, because it is very liquid in its investment.
Yeah, and that's another very good point. You know, we saw that in 2008, which was a kind of a credit crunch. It was a liquidity type of a crisis. So gold had huge sell-offs, and then it would have huge rebounds when people realized that the Fed was going to come in and it with serious liquidity. So, yeah, gold is typically the piggy bank that gets broken open to meet margin calls, and that's its function. You know, that's really its insurance against that kind of a crisis situation. I've actually been very impressed, although a lot of the more mainstream pundits have wondered why gold didn't soar in the equity sell-offs that we've seen. I've been very impressed that it hasn't sold off during those crises for that very reason, that usually you get margin calls and gold gets sold. So I think gold's done very well to just kind of tread water during all of this volatility.
You know, Brian, we were talking with Laurie Williams earlier. Laurie has his own business now, laurieongold.com. He formerly wrote for MineWeb. You know, the guy's a mining engineer. He's a very, very bright individual. A lot of knowledge when it comes to precious metals. And
yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He really is. I met Laurie down in Chile on a site visit probably about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago or longer perhaps, but he's a really good guy. He's also on our show this weekend. Got some interesting things to say about gold. He feels that we're going to see a bit of an increase in the price of gold in the relatively near future. And as I recall, he attributed an awful lot of that increase to rationale, I guess I should say, for that increase to the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. What do you think?
Well, Laurie is, like I, has been following the great work by Koos Jansen on Chinese demand, mm-hmm. primarily as indicated by deliveries from the Shanghai Gold Exchange. And, you know, you have the World Gold Council out there saying that Chinese demand is down by 50% over the last few years. And it took them a year and a half to even recognize that the Shanghai Gold Exchange existed, much less explain the huge deliveries. And they had to, because they had not even mentioned it in their analyses, they had to really work to kind of explain away why they never mentioned it. And they came up with a real convoluted explanation that, you know, was used as collateral for margin, or margin for other investments, et cetera. And Koos took that argument and pretty much destroyed it. Now, Laurie has actually recognized the World Gold Council argument, as well as Koos Jansen, Coos Jansen's and basically said that, you know, time will tell who's right. I think Coos is right, and I think that demand in China is only going to grow stronger. In fact, this year, as gauged by the SGE deliveries, demand is going to smash the record set in 2013 by, you know, probably a couple hundred tons. And they're on track to take off 2,500 to 2,600 tons of gold off the market, according to the SGE. They only mine about 3,000 tons every year. So you have all of this gold going to China. And I think the devaluation is only going to increase that already hot level of demand.
All right, Brian, can you give people an update on when your show is down in New Orleans and where they can find out some more information on it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's October 28th to 31st this year, so it's coming up. They can find information at neworleansconference.com.
Let me interject one thing here. Also, you can click on their Brian's yeah. conference is right on our homepage, so you can also yeah. click on that.
Yeah, that would be the easiest way to get to it. And we're really focusing on experts that can tell you how to take advantage of this bottom in the market. I just think it's an historic opportunity to get positioned now at the bottom of the market. Historically, you know, at our conference, these types of opportunities have multiplied 10, 20 times over in value. So we've got the best guys out there, Mark Faber, Doug Cass, Peter Schiff, Doug Casey, Rick Rule. We have Charles Krauthammer and Mark Stein handling the geopolitical end of it. We have Dennis Gartman, James Rickards. It just goes on and on. All the top guys out there are coming to this event.
Brian, I must say that I'm excited to attend the conference. I've been a couple years before, and I always find it a great learning experience. Plus, New Orleans is always a great time seeing everybody, catching up with everybody. I'm looking forward to chatting with you. I'm sure we're going to have you back on the show before we get to your conference, but always great chatting with you. Thank you again for your time, Brian. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We have a company update for you, a company that has been a sponsor on our website for a little while now, a company that also Al and Doc hold shares in. In full disclosure, I will be picking up some shares of this company, Faraday's Technologies, here in the next 3 days, giving you our 3 days notice. I find that it is time for myself to step into this stock because I like what they have done in the cancer division area. I have Roger White with me right now. Roger, I want to touch on the two news releases first that Faraday's came out with last week. First off, let's touch on the May 12th release entitled Faraday's Manufactures High Purity Anti-Cancer Drug. Essentially, you have managed to work with a company to successfully manufacture this lead drug that you are planning on taking through your trials. Is this correct?
Absolutely, Corey.
And can you explain kind of where this leaves the company? Because I know this is a big deal to not only have this drug isolated, but now also be able to manufacture it and have a company on board with you.
Yeah, absolutely. With Health Canada, you're preparing the company, or we're preparing the company for what's called a CTA, or clinical trial application. That would be equivalent to an IND, or investigational new drug application, for the FDA for the U.S. So with a CTA, there's three things that are really required. One, you need a GMP, or good manufacturing practice standard drug, which is what this press release relates to. Two, you need toxicology analysis, which is basically going to tell you the low limits and the high limits of your drug. And then three, you need a clinical protocol, or how you're going to treat patients inflicted with non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. So what this press release details is the progression or the manufacture of the drug. And as you take a drug from a lab to a manufacturing process, you've got to run it through a number of steps, and you build larger and larger batches of that drug, and you look to achieve higher standards of purity and higher yields. So eventually you end up with a commercial product which is suitable for human application. So what this press release details is really the steps that we've taken with Sigma Aldrich Fine Chemicals, or SFAC, out of Wisconsin, in the manufacture of our drug. We first started with a lab batch from our labs. Then we went to a 1-gram batch with Sigma Aldrich. We went to a 50-gram batch. This is now an 80-gram batch where we're showing very, very high purity of the drug. From there, we'll be moving to our GMP batch, will be a 500-gram batch. And based on these, the use of this drug in our bladder cancer experiments, clinical studies, this will be sufficient drug to complete the full clinical trials, phase one and phase two.
Now, looking a little more in-depth on the background of how this drug was manufactured here, Roger, did it follow kind of along the timeline that you had in mind, or were there any hiccups that came up or any, alterations that need to be made?
Well, I don't know if there's any hiccups. In any manufacturing process, there's always optimization steps. So the reason we chose Sigma Aldrich is that they have an extremely competent team of organic chemists, clinical chemists, process chemists. So they have a very big depth of clinical knowledge and chemical knowledge on how to manufacture certain compounds. So as you're going through it, there's always optimizations and purity steps. So a lot of this information is basically trade secrets. But what we've done is, in conjunction with FAC, is we've shown that we can manufacture a very high purity and a high yield drug, which will be acceptable for GMP standards in clinical trials.
So, Roger, let's move on to the next news release of last week on May 14th. Entitled Theralase Discovers Anti-Cancer Drug Fluorescence in Tissue. This really made the stock move in that one-day period, up 37%. Can you explain to us what this means? Because I don't want to mess anything up here.
Well, not at all, and I don't think you'd mess it up. Really what this press release details is that we were aware that our drug fluoresces in vitro, in just straight cells in a Petri dish. But what we didn't know is that it actually will fluoresce inside bladder cancer in an orthotopic rat model. So we can actually detect bladder cancer within that model. So the 1-2 punch is that not only can you detect the drug, but you can also use, or detect the cancer, but you can also use this drug to destroy it. So the way that a uro-oncologist could use our drug is to, you know, through an intravesical instillation of our drug, TLB-1433, put that into the bladder via cystoscope, which is a standard procedure for a uro-oncologist, fill the bladder, allow that drug to isolate and localize into those bladder cancer cells, flush the bladder, and then fill it with water, and then check, and you're going to see under a certain wavelength of light the bladder cancer cells fluoresce. So you're going to know exactly where they are, or your oncologist is going to know exactly where they are in the bladder. Then he can insert a fiber optic bundle, he can activate it, he can destroy those cancer cells, again, drain the bladder, and after the procedure, he can see that the fluorescence is now gone, hence all the bladder cancer cells that absorb that drug have been destroyed. So it's a very, very, very nice process to deal with a very deadly disease that you can actually detect, destroy, and then verify that the destruction has occurred. So it's a wonderful tool for patients inflicted with this deadly disease.
Now, this is a nice advancement on what this drug was initially simply used for, wasn't it, Roger? It seems like this is not only helping now in the killing, but also on the front and back ends that could essentially, I know it's hard to say, but possibly lead to some sort of cost savings down the long run for hospitals?
Absolutely. It's something that we did not expect, which I think was the excitement from the company on it. But to be able to use it as a diagnostic, you could use the drug and simply use it as a diagnostic to say, well, is there bladder cancer cells? Because bladder cancer cells and micrometastases can be very, very hard to see, and they can be easily overlooked. If you know the design of a bladder, you can have undulations in the bladder wall, the urothelium wall, which makes it very hard to detect if there's any cancer cells or micrometastases. So the standard procedure for early-stage disease or non-muscle invasive bladder cancer is to use a cystoscope and to go in and physically debride or to scrape off those cancer cells, and then to use a bacteria called Bacillus Calmette-Guerin, or BCG, as a standard of care. But if you can't see the cancer cells, then what do you scrape off? This has the ability to be absorbed by singular bladder cancer cells, and then under fluorescence, have them light up and shine and say, here I am, please destroy me. So it can be used as a diagnostic with a debriding technique, or it can be used more elegantly as a diagnostic and then light activated to destroy it, and then further under fluorescence, under certain wavelength, to see that it's all destroyed. So it's a very elegant tool for the uro-oncologist.
One other point that I want to drive home here, Roger, and get your answer to, is the fact that when we first started chatting with you, the benefit of this drug is that it is actually very non-toxic inside the body. Is this still the case?
Absolutely. Some of the work that we've done on the toxicology, I can't release it because it hasn't been made publicly available, but what we've seen in all the work that we've done, Corey, is that the drug has virtually no toxicity to tissue. So it is a very, very safe and very tolerable drug. So going into a phase one clinical trial where your clinical or your primary clinical outcomes are safety and toxicity, we feel that we're going to be in a very good stead to complete that study and to excel at it, simply that we have no safety and tolerability. We've observed none of those effects in tissue in all the work that we've done.
Where's the cash position of the company? Because that is crucial in today's investing world.
Company's currently sitting on about $8 million in cash.
And
so we're fully financed to go through the full phase one clinical trials and the launch of our TLC 2000.
Perfect. Roger, really appreciate your time. As I mentioned on the onset of this interview, I will be picking up some shares of Theralase 3 days after the release of this interview. So that's going to be mid next week. I also want to state that do not construe this as investment advice. I am simply just passing along and updating our listeners to a company that we have been covering for some time. We even covered Theralase in the newsletter. Continue to look for our weekly updates on what is happening with the company. Roger, I like what you guys are doing. I'm excited to see what the next steps are. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us today.
Always a pleasure, Corey. You take care.
Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.